Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. We are back with another video. You are just in time to see it because it's here now. What an intro. So, I'm working my way through this trigonometry and Dr. John Campbell interview, where it seems like Dr. John Campbell is, in my opinion, just sort of working for the establishment, just sort of pushing out establishment narratives. So I think to myself, well, let me give this guy the benefit of the doubt. Why don't I go back and look at some of his old videos that he made during the COVID-19 pandemic, and let me just see how hard this guy pushed the vaccines, and, you know, and what was making him push the vaccines, what sort of evidence he had to tell people to get vaccinated. Because now he's turning around and going, oh, well, now the evidence has changed and the science has changed, and I can now admit that, yeah, maybe people shouldn't have taken the vaccine. Of course it's too late now, because he's already encouraged millions of people maybe to get this vaccine. So of course he's going to come out now and be like, oh, you know what, now that they're saying that the vaccine doesn't stop infection and it might be dangerous, you know what, I've changed my mind. And people are like, wow, this guy's a hero, he's a rock star, etc., etc. And I'll be honest, I'm not sure that this guy is on the level at all, because I found some mistakes that he made when the pandemic was around, and they don't seem to be legitimate mistakes. Like, he's sitting there now behind a banner that says, follow the evidence wherever it leads. Follow the evidence wherever it leads. But is that what Dr. John Campbell was doing back when people were deciding whether or not to get vaccinated? You know, because all of a sudden now Dr. John Campbell's like, well, let's just examine the evidence and really look at the evidence and see where it leads. And let's really see if this vaccine is safe or not. But is that what Dr. John Campbell was doing back when people were actually deciding whether to take the vaccine or not? Because, you know, that's when it was important. For example, this is Dr. John Campbell now talking about the AstraZeneca vaccine. But back at the time, he was calling it the Oxford vaccine, like all the other BSers who were trying to brainwash you into thinking it was so intellectual, this vaccine. They call it the Oxford vaccine, the Cambridge vaccine, the professor's vaccine, the genius vaccine, you know, all these buzzwords. But anyway, right? This is Dr. John Campbell's opinion on the AstraZeneca vaccine now.
As you correctly say, Francis, the AstraZeneca vaccine can cause myocarditis and pericarditis, but actually not that much. Mostly what it caused was blood clotting. So we had this, what we call thromboembolic problems. We had blood clots in the blood vessels, and it was the thromboembolic complications of the AstraZeneca vaccine that were particularly problematic. So I'm just wondering if the reason that the British government stopped using the AstraZeneca vaccine were because they thought it was causing too many side effects. If that's why they stopped using it, because they thought it was causing too many adverse reactions, I'd quite like to hear them say that.
Wow, pretty damning stuff. This guy truly is a justice warrior and a truther, and he's just out there letting the government have it and saying, hey, this vaccine looks like it causes, myocarditis and heart problems. Wow, man. I guess I'd really like to hear the government come out and say that if that's the case. Wow, man, this guy's such a truther. What was he saying back when it came out?
For more, let's bring in John Campbell. He's an independent health analyst and educator and joins us from Carlisle in the north of England. Dr. Campbell, this pandemic is hitting your country and so many others very hard. How important is this new vaccine?
It really is. We're actually entering the most critical phase of the pandemic now, and the next month's going to be so, so difficult. But it's just so good to be on the news this morning with this spectacularly good news. This really is the beginning of the end.
Of your credibility, yes.
It's going to start kicking in with a really big effect in just a month or two's time. Now, this vaccine is a complete game changer. It has so many advantages.
Do you see any following the evidence wherever it leads here? Do you see any skepticism here at all? This guy might as well have a cheerleader's outfit on with like AZ on there. You know what I mean? He's like, it's going to be a complete game changer. It's going to change everything. Everyone that takes it is going to survive. AZ, Zeneca, we're the AstraZeneca. Go Zeneca. Che, go Zeneca. Like, wait a minute, what? Now he's on the trigger norms being like, well, yes, it looks like it causes myocarditis. And not just that, also heart problems. Absolutely shocking what's going on. I would really like to see the government come out and say that if that is the case. I really would. I really would, because I feel very strongly about this now. But listen to me back then.
It's great to know that it's been approved as efficacious, that it works, and that it's believed to be safe.
It's now been proven that it doesn't work, and it's not safe. Okay? So my question is, how can Dr. John Campbell possibly be sitting there on TV being saying how it's great that it's been proved to be safe? It's great that it's been proved that it works. Neither of those two things was true, so how could it possibly have been proven? And this is a guy that's supposed to be going over the evidence, and really, he's so smart that he can look at these things and analyze them. I mean, he does it for you, so you don't have to. And you should take the vaccine because it's been proven to probably be safe.
And the United Kingdom has got 100 million doses on order. And the European Union countries have got 400 million doses on order. This is really going to change the entire nature of the pandemic. The United States has got 300 million doses on order, and it's only actually going to be produced pretty well everywhere around the world.
Who
it's
should we vaccinate?
The Oxford AstraZeneca people have got 30 partners around
everyone.
The world to produce it. So it's going to be produced in Belgium, Germany, Netherlands, Italy, Australia, Thailand, China, even in Russia.
This guy is foaming at the mouth.
By the other
vaccine.
Regulatory bodies around the world, it's really going to change everything. So we're waiting for the European Medicines Agency now, of course, and we're waiting for the Food and Drug Administration in the United States to give the same approval.
The Oxford AstraZeneca jab is the second COVID vaccine to be approved in the UK, at least on an emergency basis.
Follow the evidence wherever it leads. My ass. Right, and here's the thing. People will still look at this and they'll go, oh, but he changed his mind and people are allowed to change their mind and he just made an honest mistake and blah, 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 blah. Let me show you these next two clips, okay? Because I've started looking at some of this guy's old videos and I honestly don't even believe, I'm not even willing to credit him with that, to be honest with you. Because I found this next clip, and I believe it demonstrates that this guy is not looking at the evidence at all. He's never been looking at the evidence. What he's doing is he is desperate to tell you to take these vaccines, okay? And he'll show you at the time when the vaccines were available to be taken or not, all he was showing you was go get them, they're great, they're fantastic, they're wonderful, etc., etc. And not only that, okay? I put it to you, Dr. John Campbell, okay, that you were pushing the vaccines and then looking for evidence to support your pushing of the vaccines rather than you were looking at the evidence and then deciding I should push the vaccines based on this evidence. And here is my exhibit one, okay? This is Dr. John Campbell a couple of years ago on one of his regular broadcasts. Ready?
These are those that are formally diagnosed. And of course, this massive drop-off has been caused by the protection effect of the vaccination program. Now, one thing that really has disturbed me, actually, I was going to say annoyed, but annoyed's not strong enough. It's disturbing. People who are advocating therapeutics are sometimes anti-vaccine, and people who are advocating vaccines are sometimes anti-therapeutics, and again, sometimes anti-preventatives as well. Seeing vaccines as the only modality of prevention. Now, of course, it's vital. This graphic shows how vital it is. But let me tell you, I want preventives. I want vaccines and I want therapeutics as well. So let's try and get away from this sort of territorialism that seems to have developed on social media. Any weapon we can get to clobber this virus, I want it. We want this pandemic over and done with. We want people to stop dying.
Wow, what a hero. This guy just wants to fight this virus, guys. He wants any weapon he can. And he's fed up with you anti-vaxxers being pro-therapeutic and anti-vaccine. This guy, he just wants to help however he can. He's such a great guy. Here's the problem with what he just said, though. He showed you some graph where, oh, look at the fatalities dropping off and look at the virus not killing so many people. And he goes, and that's obviously because of these great vaccines that you're all putting in your arms because of me. As you can see, they're totally kicking this virus's ass. Here's him the next day when people spotted the lie that he was telling.
Testing went up and up and up and up. More people were testing rates. So this is the case fatality rate of the ongoing COVID. It's Wednesday evening, the 28th of April. Now, let's start off with some confession and repentance from yesterday. Now, the good thing about this is whenever I make a mistake, lots of people spot it, which is great. You are my peer reviewers. And about 100 people inform me of yesterday's mistake. And I must say, all very politely. So thank you for that. Anyway, let's get on to it because it is interesting as well. So yesterday I was talking all sorts of rubbish about these rates. So this is the case fatality rate of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. And of course, these reductions in rates here could not possibly have been as a result of vaccination, because the first vaccination in the UK was not till December, when these rates were already down.
Oh, Curb Your Enthusiasm music, anyone? So this guy's on his channel telling millions of people, look how incredible these vaccines are because they've completely dropped off the fatality rate. And then people are like, hang on a minute, the vaccines weren't even out when you were saying that. So now he's come back and go, oh, yes, oh, well, let me tell you, I got something wrong. Let me hold your hands up. You guys, it's so great that you guys have spotted this and you keep me on my toes, because that couldn't possibly have been why, because the vaccines weren't out yet. So how can you possibly make that mistake if you're looking at the evidence? The only way you can make this mistake, okay, is if what you're doing is you're saying that the vaccines are great and they work, and then you're looking for any kind of evidence that you can stick on there to prove that fact. Okay, you're not looking at the evidence and then going, oh, look, the vaccines have completely wiped out the fatality rate, because that's not what the evidence says at all. Okay, what you're doing is you found a graph that shows that the fatality rate dropped off, and you go, oh, I can use this to promote the vaccines, stick it on there. And you didn't even bother to check when the vaccine had come out, because you're not doing the slightest bit of research. You're not doing the slightest bit of evidence of fact checking. What you're doing is you're promoting the vaccines, and you're just, any sort of chart or anything you can find, you're throwing up there as evidence that the vaccines work. And you're getting caught out in these hilarious ways where you're basically lying to people. You're telling, oh, look how good the vaccine was at killing off the fatality rate. It's like, oh, it wasn't out then. Oh, right, yes, of course. Well, let me tell you, I must have got that wrong. Oopsie.
And the first vaccine in the United States was not till the 14th of December, when the rates were already down. I think the main reason that these case fatality rates are going down was the increased testing. So here we see at that time the testing was increasing. Now, I know these don't match perfectly, but if we look at the sort of when sort of May, June for the UK, for example, and when did testing start increasing in the UK?
March, John, you've done it again. So you see, the thing that I've just showed you that he's doing, which is where he's just sort of saying the vaccines are great and they're brilliant, and then reaching for any evidence that he can and sticking it on there and going, see, the vaccines are brilliant. He's done it again. Okay, he's been proven to be lying when he said, well, the vaccines caused this drop-off. It's like, that can't possibly be true. And he's like, well, I'll tell you what it was then. Increased testing, because look at this chart that doesn't show that, but I've already said it, so, oh well, I'll just say it doesn't match up perfectly, but it was increased testing, because that's a pro-vaccine line, and I'm taking it.
Well, didn't increase that much, but I think these are the main reasons why that went down. So what was happening here is that there wasn't many tests, so the number of actual tests were relatively low, whereas the deaths were known. Then as the testing went up and up and up and up, more people were testing positive and the death rates were staying roughly the same, at least for a period of time. So it's increased testing that's responsible for that. So sorry about that. It's funny, the mistakes you make are often big, stupid ones, and that was certainly one. But there you go. You spotted it and I was duly corrected. Now, we left a bit of a cliffhanger at the end of yesterday's video, didn't we?
Oh, well, Oh, here we go. Let's get back to the videos. Little mistake we made and it's all a bit of ruffled feathers, but you got me on it and we're all fine now. Back on to tomorrow's video. You caught me just saying that you should take an experimental medical procedure that can have life-changing effects or even kill you. You caught me out mistakenly saying that you should definitely get vaccinated when in fact it can kill you and it doesn't work. Oh, well, by gum, let's just move on and get past it. We all make mistakes. Isn't it funny how some of the mistakes you make are ones that are a great big lie that couldn't possibly be true? Oh, follow evidence wherever it goes. Dr. John Campbell, please keep supporting me. I'm still on YouTube. I've got 3 million subscribers. I keep going from strength to strength, despite the fact that I'm pointing out the truth about the vaccines. Isn't it incredible, folks? Isn't it incredible? What a Cinderella story this YouTube channel of Dr. John Campbell is, isn't it? Isn't it incredible? What a genuine guy this guy must be. What do you guys think? What do you guys think? I've been scanning this guy's videos for 2 minutes, and I came up with this. This is 2 minutes worth of research, and I found this. I'm going to keep going. Maybe I'll find some more, but I don't know if I'm beating a dead horse here. What's your guys' opinion on this guy? I think he stinks. You know, the stuff that I found in this video, the stuff in the trigonometry video, I might have time to do part three. I don't know. Anyway, if you want to support the channel, we do need your help. The link is in the description. It really helps us out when you do that. And see you in the next video. Bye.